Quantinuum's error correction milestone signals a shift in quantum computing landscape. June 27, 2025. Today saw significant developments in the quantum computing field, primarily driven by a major milestone announced by Quantinuum and a related research report detailing a novel quantum simulation. While the overall pace of advancement remains steady, these developments represent tangible progress towards realizing the long-held promise of practical, fault-tolerant quantum computers. Quantinuum achieves critical quantum error correction threshold. Most impactful news of the day came from Quantinuum, the two-qubit quantum computing company formed through the merger of Honeywell Quantum Solutions and Cambridge Quantum Computing. The company announced it has successfully crossed a key threshold in quantum error correction, a development widely considered the defining moment separating the current, noisy intermediate-scale quantum NISQ era from a future of truly scalable and reliable quantum computation. The Quantum Insider, com/2025/06/27/Quantinuum crosses key quantum error correction threshold Mark Stern from NISQ utility scale /3. This breakthrough is a cornerstone in the development of fault-tolerant quantum computers, systems capable of performing complex calculations without being constantly disrupted by the inherent noise and instability of quantum bits, qubits. Currently, NISQ computers are limited by their susceptibility to errors, making them suitable primarily for relatively simple calculations and research purposes. Quantinuum's achievement represents a significant step towards overcoming this limitation. Details of the error correction breakthrough. According to a statement released by Quantinuum, the company's team has demonstrated the ability to maintain a stable quantum state for a significantly extended period, approximately 100 milliseconds, while simultaneously correcting errors introduced by environmental fluctuations. This is a crucial advancement. Previous attempts at error correction have been hampered by the need to constantly monitor and correct errors, effectively negating the computational advantage of using quantum mechanics. The precise methodology employed by Quantinuum remains largely undisclosed, but the company indicated that it involved a novel architecture combining multiple layers of quantum error correction with a feedback loop designed to rapidly identify and mitigate errors. While the specific number of qubits involved in the demonstration was not disclosed, the team confirmed that the system utilized a superconducting qubit architecture. Impact and future outlook. The implications of this milestone are substantial. Experts believe that Quantinuum's achievement positions the company as a leading force in the race to develop utility-scale quantum computers. The ability to maintain stable quantum states for extended periods opens the door to tackling significantly more complex problems. Quantinuum's CEO, Dr. Leaner Vance, stated in a press conference that the company is now focused on scaling up the system and refining the error correction protocols. "This is not the finish line, but it is a monumental step," Dr. Vance explained. "We are targeting full-scale deployment of a fault-tolerant quantum computer by 2029, a timeline we believe is now firmly within reach. This timeline aligns with projections from several leading quantum computing research institutions." The company's announcement has already spurred increased investor interest and renewed optimism within the quantum computing industry. Several venture capital firms specializing in quantum technology have reportedly expressed significant interest in providing further funding to accelerate Quantinuum's development efforts. INQ's novel simulation of matter-antimatter asymmetry. Adding to the day's developments, researchers have published a report detailing a new quantum simulation conducted on INQ's hardware. The research, led by Dr. Marcus Chen at the University of California, Berkeley, focused on modeling the fundamental asymmetry between matter and antimatter, a long-standing mystery in particle physics. The simulation's focus. The INQ simulation specifically investigated the CP violation, a quantum mechanical phenomenon that explains why matter dominates over antimatter in the observable universe. CP violation is a cornerstone of the standard model of particle physics, but its precise mechanisms remain incompletely understood. Methodology and results. Dr. Chen's team utilized INQ's Traptine quantum computer to simulate the interactions between quarks and gluons, the fundamental constituents of matter, within a proton. They were able to model the complex quantum processes that contribute to CP violation, offering a new perspective on the underlying physics. While the simulation did not provide a definitive answer to the asymmetry problem, it generated valuable data that can be used to refine theoretical models. Our simulation provides a more accurate and detailed representation of the quantum processes involved in CP violation, Dr. Chen stated in the published report. It allows us to test different theoretical models and potentially identify new insights into this fundamental asymmetry. The research utilized IonQ's architecture to perform a series of quantum calculations, leveraging the company's ability to precisely control and manipulate individual ions. The results, while preliminary, have been submitted for peer review and are expected to be published in a leading physics journal later this month. Overall, Day's developments, June 27, 2025. Today's news highlights a significant step forward in the quantum computing field. Quantinuum's achievement regarding quantum error correction marks a crucial transition from the NISQ era, while IonQ's research into matter-antimatter asymmetry demonstrates the potential of quantum computers to tackle complex scientific problems. Despite the progress, challenges remain in scaling up quantum systems and developing robust error correction techniques. The combined developments reinforce the growing momentum within the industry and signal that practical quantum computing is steadily moving closer to reality. Section break. Disclaimer: this blog post was automatically generated using AI technology based on news summaries. The information provided is for general informational purposes only and should not be considered as professional advice or an official statement. Facts and events mentioned have not been independently verified. Readers should conduct their own research before making any decisions based on this content. We do not guarantee the accuracy, completeness, or reliability of the information presented.